As promised, we're joined right now by somebody who spent 15 years in the NFL, a three-time Pro Bowler, 12th all-time in passing yardage and TDs. Consensus All-American. He was the first pick in 2003 out of USC. He appears courtesy of FedEx Aaron Ground NFL program, Carson Palmer. Carson, what's up, man?
Jim, good to see you, man. It's been too long.
Really good to see you. You and I have talked during the year. Good to see you in person. We talked about your first year out of retirement. What's this year been like for you?
It's been great. I have no complaints right now. My body feels good. I haven't been hit. I haven't been body slammed. I haven't even been in the gym. So I feel good. I feel like I'm adjusting. I always felt like I would adjust pretty good to retire life because I'm really good at doing nothing.
Right.
And so I felt like I would do pretty well, and I've exceeded my own expectations.
All right, so your point about not getting into the gym. I mean, when you spend your entire life as a high-level athlete, every choice, every decision, man, it's just discipline, focus, deny yourself. But then again, some guys can't get away from it, whether it's vanity or sense of routine. How are you approaching the gym? Will you ultimately get back in, or do you like not being there?
I love not going in the gym because as you progress, you know, when you're 22, 23, you can, you know, be done in 2.5, 3.5 hours. But as you get to 33, 34, 35, 36, in the off season, I was spending, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours between, you know, doing massage, acupuncture, lifting, running, training, you know, all the different things you have to do to prepare your body for the physical toll a season takes. I just got tired of it, and it wore on me. And that's one of the things that's so astonishing about Tom Brady is
that's where I was going next.
Yeah,
he just loves that stuff, right?
It hasn't burnt him out yet, and at some point it will, I would assume. But to be 41 and he's got to be spending 6, 7, 8, 9 hours a day just getting ready in July for August training camp and preparing himself for the season. And for him to continuously do this year after year after year, at some point you think he would burn out, but then you think, you know, he's Superman. He continued to do it till he's 45, supposedly.
Carson Palmer, my guest. So does the guy love the process or does he love the result? I mean, does anybody really want to work like that?
I think so.
Or maybe is he the rare guy?
I think so. No, I think he loves both, the process and the result. I used to love the process. I used to love being in the gym. And then I all of a sudden just hit a wall and got tired of being in the gym. He continues to do it because he's playing at a high level and he's not getting injured. So he's obviously taking care of himself. And the producers, you know, the product speaks for itself. I mean, nine Super Bowls is mind-boggling.
I mean, I can't even get my head around that number, 9 Super Bowls. So quarterback to quarterback, when you look at him, what makes him Tom Brady? What makes him so unique? Is it that will to prepare, or does he have certain things you cannot teach that not everybody has?
Well, he's got the clutch gene, no doubt about that. He's got the preparation gene, but he plays for an owner that is willing to do whatever it takes to win. One of the best, I think, most underrated head coaches in the history of the game. Bill Belichick gets a lot of credit and a lot of respect. I still don't think he gets enough. I mean, just look back at last week's first half of that Kansas City game. I mean, 0 points, Patrick Mahomes in the first half, 40-something yards in the first half. That's not Tom Brady. That's Bill Belichick. And I know he's had coordinators, Matt Patricia and Romeo and Flores and all these guys, but that is Bill. Bill is the architect of that defense. He game plans. He may not call the play on the mic into the middle linebacker, but that is his defense. And playing for a great organization and a great head coach is a big part of their success.
You know, you mentioned the clutch gene. Explain what that is. Like, I always assumed that certain athletes could dial it up when they needed to, right? Like Joe Montana, whenever I watched him in a Super Bowl, this guy clearly played his best on the biggest stage. Like, he could somehow will it or somehow dial it up. Is it that, or is it just a clutch gene?
I just think there's some guys that no matter week one of, you know, in the second quarter of week one or the fourth quarter of the AFC Championship game, he can treat them all the same.
Huh.
Whether it's practice on a Wednesday during the season or it's 3rd and 10, where he hits Gronk down the sideline, it's the same ball. You know, there's not a little bit, oh, no, this is it. This is our last chance. He just goes out and performs and throws the ball and doesn't change his mindset, doesn't change his technique. That's another big thing, too, is your technique and form can get a little bit tight. Your whip and your stroke of the throw can get a little bit shorter. It stays the same. It's the same practice on Wednesday and on game days on Sundays. And he just naturally has that ability to perform the same, whether it's practice, AFC Championship, or week two, second quarter against, you know, whoever he's playing against week two.
Mechanically, he can repeat that process over and over again, and especially when things are tightest, that makes a lot of sense to me now. Carson Palmer joining us. In terms of longevity, he's got it. It's amazing to see him still going the way he is at this point in his career. Larry Fitzgerald has it. All right, you know Larry pretty well. What was your reaction when you heard that he was coming back for another season?
Not surprised. He's still producing. He still loves it. He still enjoys being in the gym and training and preparing. He still loves Sundays, and he can still do it at a high level. I mean, he is 16 years in, but he's only 33 or 34, so it's not really that old yet. I wish you know, they had a legit shot at a Super Bowl next year, and we're one of the teams we're going to be talking about after this game as contenders. They're still in a little bit of a reboot mode there in Arizona, so it might be another struggle this upcoming season with the coaching change and all. But, I mean, the guy's the best. He's a phenomenal player, a phenomenal teammate, and a great leader.
Carson Palmer joining us on the row. How beneficial is it to a young quarterback like Josh Rosen to have Fitz there for a year, 2 years, not just to throw him the ball, but spend some time around him, learn from him, watch the way he goes about his work?
It's huge, and I look at Patrick Peterson. Patrick Peterson came into an ideal situation. I mean, Patrick Peterson in Phoenix is a pillar in the community, does a ton of stuff. He's always out and about helping, doing something, doing charity events, dinners, golf tournaments, whatever it may be. That's the Larry Fitzgerald footprint. He had the opportunity to watch Larry do it, to see the success that Larry had on the field and off the field. So for Josh to come in and have now two guys that have kind of built a foundation of how it should be done and how it should be run and watch them day in and day out, it's huge for Josh's future.
If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, I want to welcome you back after the commissioner's address to the media. Nice to have you here. We're talking to Carson Palmer, and he is joining us today courtesy of FedEx Air and Ground NFL program, and we will get to that in just 1 minute. Carson, what about Bruce Arians? I want to ask you about him. Now, he said that he would not come out of retirement. He liked his life, unless it was a really good job and a really good opportunity. He gets a new opportunity. I know you're big on this guy. What was he like to play for, and how is he able to so connect with players, any kind of player?
Through respect. As a coach or a player, you're always on a different wavelength from everybody around you. Everybody's a different age. Everybody's from a different place, a different background, a different upbringing. And the only way guys really connect on any field, basketball court, football field, baseball field, is through respect. And he earns your respect instantaneously. The way he carries himself, the way he runs his meetings, the way he teaches, the way he watches film with the defense, with the offense. I was most excited to see him back because I knew he was healthy. You know, he had a couple of health scares there at the end of his career with the Cardinals. And so, you know, I was a little bit worried about his health going forward. But to see him take a year off and look back and say, I can take on the pressure and all the things that come with being the head coach of an organization, it just lets me know that he's healthy, that his wife, Chris, believes that he's healthy and that he can go out and do it, because that's the number one thing you see when you get up there in age is the health concerns and the pressure of being a head coach. The fact that he's healthy enough to get back into it is a great sign. But if I'm a Tampa Bay Buck fan, I'm ecstatic. He will turn that place around. There's enough talent there to do it quickly. I mean, he came into 2-14 or 4-12 Arizona Cardinal team the year before he got there, and won 10 games and 10 games. And so he knows how to turn things around quickly, and he's up there in years too. So he's not looking at this as a 5-year plan. He's looking at this as a 1-year plan. If there's anybody that can turn things around in Tampa in 1 year, it's him.
Carson Palmer joining us for a few more moments. Now, again, you're working with FedEx Air and Ground program. It recognizes the top quarterback and running back performances this year. How can the fans get involved, and who are the guys you're looking at?
Yeah, so the voting closes tomorrow. And I actually get to announce the winner at the awards, at the honor show on Saturday night.
Good.
So voting closes tomorrow. You can vote on the NFL Twitter page. You can vote on NFL.com/FedEx. I voted for Patrick Mahomes, and the 50 touchdown passes he threw this year was amazing. And I voted for Ezekiel Elliott. But you have a chance to vote for the young buck and Patrick Mahomes, or you can vote for the two elder statesmen and Phillip Rivers and Drew Brees. And on the ground side, you can vote for either Saquon Barkley, Todd Gurley, who'll be playing on Sunday, or Ezekiel Elliott.
Speaking of Gurley, what do you expect to see from him on Sunday, coming off that kind of baffling performance in the NFC Championship game?
I think New England's going to have the same game plan they did against Kansas City. They need to go in and run the ball and keep the ball out of Goff's hands. So I see them run the ball a bunch. And I think, you know, I look at the Rams team, and they're a play action, take a shot, play action. You know, if there's one thing Belichick's going to do, it's going to be taking away the play-action shots, the big post routes that Brandon Cooks runs, the go balls that Brandon Cooks, the big go ball he caught 2 weeks ago in New Orleans. He's going to take that stuff away, So I think they just hand the ball off. I think Gurley touches the ball 24, 25 times and catches a couple screen passes. But I think this is a running football game, control the clock. And both these coaches got to be thinking, don't give them the time of possession. We need to own the time of possession and run the ball efficiently and take our shots when they're there. But we need to put this game in Todd Gurley's hands and then Brady's hands at the end of the game in the fourth quarter.
So who do you like?
I like the Rams.
You do?
I like the Rams. I just collectively that roster, top to bottom, they don't have the experience. They don't have the rings that New England has. But it's an extremely talented team. I mean, from top to bottom, from the corner position, the defensive line in L.A. is phenomenal. The offensive line play in L.A. is phenomenal. And, you know, I know New England's been there a bunch, and they've done it, and they've won Super Bowls, and they've been here, and they know this feeling, and L.A. doesn't, but there's just so many good players on that Rams team.
I love that pick. I'm trying to get there myself. I love that pick. Final thought, if you're the Rams, I know you love their D-line. You know, the point is you got to get to Brady. You got to knock him off his spot. You got to pressure him, disrupt his rhythm. Nobody's done that. Not lately. That offensive line has kept him so clean. Do you think the Rams can get consistent pressure on him?
You know, Dante Scarnecchia is the best offensive line. He keeps trying to retire, and Mr. Kraft keeps writing
it.
He's making more than most college football head coaches, I'm sure. What they do up front with their front three, they jump set you. They're not going to let Aaron Donald use his get off and come flying upfield. Most offensive lines kick back and set. New England jumps at you. And as you watch New England play, there's always this grouping and this smashing and smorgasbord of four defensive linemen and five offensive linemen falling into each other and tripping. But it creates this wall, and there's no gaps to get through. And if there's one thing Aaron Donald can do is he can split an A-gap or a B-gap. So he can wedge himself in between the guard and tackle. What they do by jump setting you is they're not going to let Aaron get a bunch of momentum coming off the ball. If they're one thing I could see them doing is moving him to the outside and rushing the edge at the tackle.
Hey, remind me again in 30 seconds or less why you're not a full-time analyst, Carson.
Because I love being retired.
You got it. Carson Palmer joining me in person, man. Really good to see you in person. I appreciate
great
the visit.
Great to see you.
All the time, but great to see you in person.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, Carson Palmer. Expertly done.